Das All-You-Can-Eat Interview mit
I'm Rusty Coathanger and I play the drums.
I'm Crooked Coathanger and I play guitar.
And some bird told me that you were stopped by police today.
Yeah.
And so, and you saw someone naked in the mud.
Yeah.
So it must have been quite an eventful day.
Yeah, a hell of a day.
Yeah.
But everything is well that ends well, so.
Yeah, we're here.
All's well, yeah. No one got arrested. Everyone's silky smooth.
Yeah.
It was really nice. Yeah, sourcey. It was a sourcey fucking day.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to cuss on your radio thing? Okay.
You can probably say whatever you want as long as you, what is the rules, don't break any laws with what you say. But I don't think you're going to do that.
Should talk about my crystal meth habit.
That's all right. If you want to talk about your crystal meth habit, you can absolutely do that. You cannot say mean things about our... difficult things about Nazis and all that stuff. I didn't take you as people who would do that. So
you don't do that?
No, okay, I don't think good. So. But it's the law.
The only thing that's off the table is the N word.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. So you can say that, but whatever.
Okay. Well, now that we've got
now
the rules.
We got the rules down, we're good. Okay.
So.
Oh man, that's so tempting now to just bring it up every 5 seconds.
Don't do it. Okay.
Hey, this is the last show of the tour, isn't it?
Yes.
How's it been? How's Europe been treating you?
It's been amazing. This has been the best tour I think we've ever had. A big part of that has to do with Dr. Kiko. Tour manager extraordinaire. He's also a master driver and a sex pervert. I'm just kidding. No.
My mom is a temple.
It's true. And that we worship it every day. Yeah. He's like Madonna. No, we're going to miss him. It's going to be very sad having to leave tomorrow. You are Greta Garbo, yeah. But yeah, we don't want to go back to the States yet. We were just talking about this last night. We're like, fuck, man, we got to go back home. I mean...
We're going back to a really cool tour.
Yeah, so that'll be great.
It's going to be really great. But it has been really, really nice. Because when you're in Europe, too, you can, like, turn off your phone and blame it on no Wi-Fi. And you don't have to answer emails or text messages. You're like, I don't know. It can't get me.
You just have to pay for it when you get back home.
Yeah.
Which I'm not looking forward to. It's like, damn it. I have no more excuses.
It's much more relaxing. Because when in the States, it's like we're a lot more responsible for what we have to do.
Yeah.
You know, getting things done and...
How so? Now you have him to do whatever you want to do?
Well, but also it's like, where are we going? I don't know, Kiko, where are we going?
Yeah. Yeah. He's our fearless leader.
Kiko, what are we eating?
We just follow him around like cats, like little kittens. And he's just big...
So we never lose him in a crowd.
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe get a flag next time.
You're going to the U.S. to play with Refused, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
that's pretty neat as well.
It's going to be amazing.
We're so stoked.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So that's not part of the reason why we don't want to leave, you know? We want to leave, but it's also just been so wonderful. So.
Yeah.
And that like, 13 hours of flying back to Denver, also not really stoked about going to the airport
at like 8
a.m. after playing
tomorrow.
Berlin.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But we don't want to go.
We don't want to. That all seems to be
time
fucking,
travel, yeah. You know?
And we're in Denver, beautiful Denver.
Yeah, fucking Denver.
Who knows what's going to happen if you actually do that? It's probably going to cause everything to come down or something.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully though, because, you know, some good movies on the fly. Watch like 5 fucking movies.
Take a sleeping pill, pass out.
Okay. Yeah, that works too.
I can pass you the movie, the one they go to the restaurant, they go to the salad.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, thank you, Kiko.
Just email that to us, Kiko's.
That's so sweet.
Kikito.
He is really sweet, though. He's the sweetest guy in the world.
Just saw this small part.
That won't be weird.
Just put it on a loop.
On the
I'll
plate.
Watch it right next to some kid or something. Sorry. Okay. We got off track. You got to keep us focused.
That's perfectly all right. I heard in some interview that you compared the albums you did to grades. School grades.
Oh, yeah.
You said once in a while that was, I don't know, fifth grade or something?
Yeah.
What grade are you in now?
I think we're
with those
in
weekend.
College.
Yeah, we're like out of college.
I think we're out of college. We're like trying to find that
figure out who we are.
Yeah, we're going to go backpacking in Europe.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Take a year off to find yourself.
Gap, we're finding ourselves in
gap
Europe.
Gap year. You call it gap year, no?
Gap year?
Oh, no. The British call gap year.
Oh, no.
Oh, the gap year.
We call it just fucking off. Avoiding college. Or avoiding work.
Well, I think we went to college. I think, like, the other one was college.
I think the other one was college. This
because
is like,
we was really, really, a lot of learning.
We're getting our master's.
Yeah. Now.
Doctorate.
Yeah. I don't know. Now we're just working.
Now we're just working?
Shit.
I think we are.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Just working, getting drunk.
Yeah.
Like you do as an adult. The only thing you do as an adult is work and get drunk.
Work and play.
Yeah.
Play and work. Yeah.
How's it feel?
Feels wonderful.
Yeah, it feels great.
Yeah.
So you're not afraid of the debt that college is going to inflict and all the other stuff that comes with it? You just... heading straight in.
College is a great thing. You learn a lot. You learn how to, you know, be productive in a setting that, you know, in a bureaucratic environment where you have to dot all the I's and cross all the T's. Otherwise, you don't get your student loan processed appropriately, you know. So it's like just getting those details. Yeah. College is a great learning experience. How to just follow through. And you drink a lot.
I never graduated, so... But I went for a long time. That's all I have to say about that.
All right. Huh. So, yeah. But if that album was college, then is the next one going to be a very professional job, or is it just as
no.
well drinking and drive? No, not driving.
Right.
But sorry.
Yeah, it's like, oh, like midlife crisis. Is there, yeah. The next one's gonna be awful. That's gonna be our midlife crisis album. No, I think the next one. You know, we worked on, you know, this last album with Nick,
yeah.
our producer, and he. That's the reason it has such a different production quality to it. You know, and we've also been playing our instruments longer, and you know, kind of fine tuning that. So I think the next one is gonna sound similar to this one, but it'll be completely different as well, because I think we're all at different places in our lives. We're, you know, not in our 20s anymore, you know, and not getting any younger. So I think, you know, like you were, what did you say the other day? Each album is kind of like an it's like a not a diary, but like a
it is where we are at that
yeah,
time,
that
you
certain
know?
Place and time.
So the album we made about? This one, Nosebleed Weekend, is like how we felt at that time, what we wanted to write about, what we wanted to sing about, how we wanted to sing. Who knows, next album could be like all hardcore fucking songs and we're all just screaming our balls off again, you know, but the last one we wanted to sing and we wanted to focus on melody and, you know.
Are we going to get angry again?
Maybe.
I'm exhausted. Like, I don't know if
being
I have an angry.
Being angry is exhausting.
It's so exhausting.
But it's so really fun also,
it's
exhilarating.
Really therapeutic.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a picture of you.
So, you never know, you know, it's like, what's gonna happen.
You gotta wait in. Come on.
Yeah, photo op.
Everybody. Wave in the back, Luca.
Yeah. I'm gonna look at you like it's really serious conversation, yeah.
Okay, perfect, thanks. Instagram.
So, yeah, so who knows what's gonna happen next. We're definitely not as angry as we used to be, just cause, yeah.
For
10 years, yeah.
You guys bit the spot.
Yeah, no. Everything's peachy.
It's peachy.
Everything's
yeah,
pretty
but
peachy.
We might get mad about something. Maybe like a loan situation.
I was thinking, and I wasn't going to tell you until now, but like something more techno.
Oh,
right?
That's true.
We should
we
do
could.
Our techno album.
We could like start, you know, fiddling with
right.
taking E and fucking
yeah, dude, let's,
playing
let's
on a beat machine.
Right. Midlife crisis
yeah.
album. It just goes, right?
We yeah. could. I mean, yeah. you never know. You never know what you're going to get from us.
It's true.
Yeah.
Terrifying. So the album right now is 13 songs, if I can remember correctly. So is that
yeah, I think
13 different situations where you were pissed off or not? Something
no,
else, or how do you
yeah,
pick them?
Yeah, a lot of it was being pissed off,
but also I think it's more of a how do you say, like, it's not as like direct. It's not like, I think we went about it, we tried to write these lyrics a little less blatant and a little bit more like, because I think a lot of people go through the same experiences, so it's like we tried to like be aware of writing the lyrics in a more like general, you know, so that everybody could kind of I can't. It's like I don't speak English anymore. I've been in Europe too long. I can't think of the word. But, you know, it's like so people could like, oh, yeah, I can relate to that. You know, like I've been through that experience. I know what that bitch is talking about. Or they can interpret it in their own way. You know, it's not as direct and like, you know, A, B. It's a little, there's some C and D's in there.
Is that important to you? That people can very directly connect to it?
Yeah, because our fans are, like, really important to us. Yeah. And, like, you know, just having fans is weird because, like, who the fuck are we, you know? Like, we're fans of other people's music. So it's like, I mean, yeah, if we could make our fans happy, then fuck yeah, dude.
And it's also pushing ourselves artistically. Hey, babe, will you close? Oh, you're gone. Pushing ourselves artistically in terms of, like, you know, writing differently and, like...
Being more artistic about it?
Yeah, being just different, you know? Like, and our first couple of records, everything was very, like, that happened, so that's exactly what we wrote. And this one was, just, like, being more aware of the art of songwriting.
Yes, awesome.
It's interesting how when you say that it gets more artistic, that it also, at the same time, doesn't get more complicated, but more general. Because that seems like a kind of a juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Can we use yours?
Your snare just blew up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like, I don't know.
I think it's right underneath that box.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, just make sure the thing is turned up on it. I think it is. Yep, it's good to go, babe.
Thanks.
Yeah, good luck. Don't blow it up.
Don't hurt it!
Oh, good God. Is she harder drummer than I am? I think maybe they she probably never changed the head, maybe.
That's terrifying. Let's all...
Well, I've got another head. I've got another head.
Okay.
So I can just change the head.
Anyways. No, you're not gonna break it.
Sorry. Edit.
Oh, what was the question? Oh, how we're kooky.
We're just kooky.
I don't know. None of it makes sense. When you start having people ask about it, that's when you're like, oh, what did we do? Why did we do that? What did we, you know? It's like you start analyzing. And when you're doing it, you're just doing it. We're just like, okay, we're going to write like this. Well, maybe we should make that lyric like this, and, you know? And it's just like a natural thing that happens. And then to have to go back and, like, analyze it, you know? And which is cool because, you know, I've learned a lot about this record by... talking about writing this record, and I was like, oh god damn, that is what I was trying to say, and that is what I was talking about, you know. I had no idea really when we were doing it what was happening or what was being processed. So it is interesting how it's like got simpler and yet more complicated at the same time, whatever.
Is that a goal maybe for you to write, like, know what you're doing while you're doing it? Like, to not have that going into the dark, but know, like, to be in control, maybe? Or is that, do you not care about it?
It's kind of, like, really interesting to delve into it, though, and experience it. That's why all the records, I feel like, even listening back to them, feel so honest. It's because we're actually doing that. We're capturing that experience, you know? And even if the songs change a little bit, afterwards or before, that is what we were doing at that point. That's how we were feeling. That was the energy behind it. So I kind of don't, I think that's what would make us make like this a very commercial, stagnant, or like unfeeling record, if we overthought it and really, like, you know, didn't delve into the dark side of it.
Yeah, you can't push it too hard and try to make it perfect, because no song's ever really done or really perfect. But when you feel, I feel like when we feel it, like, okay, no, this is how, this is right, this is how it feels right, you know?
We do a lot on feeling.
Yeah.
How many did you have when you went into the studio to make them?
I think we only cut out two songs.
Two, three ideas. Yeah, two real songs.
Well, yeah, well,
one idea.
And one idea. Yeah. So maybe four ideas or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's like... But we went in there, you know, that's too many songs anyway. It's like we knew we weren't going to fucking put 15 songs on the record.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
That's all.
Because, you know, why else? We wanted to fit on vinyl. You know, that's really important to us. And it's like, well, if it doesn't, if it's not going to fit on the vinyl, then we got to cut it something out. Or maybe we have an extra song for like an MP3 download or something. But it's got to fit on the vinyl. That's very important to us.
Why is the vinyl so important?
Because it's so fucking music. It's a fucking, yeah, it's classic.
That's a record.
That's a fucking record, dude. Yeah.
And when we think about song order, it's like, well, I was talking to somebody in New York, and he was like, well, I can do a song order for you. I was like, but we think about it sides.
Yeah.
A side opens like this, B side opens like that. We don't think about it like that.
Because you want to flip that record and feel a certain way.
We've never ever thought about doing like a CD list where it's like, how does it flow this way?
That's like a set list to us.
It's like, it's like definitely a record.
What's up? That's Meredith.
When you guys are done, I can't reach the hanger and I still have the last small shirt.
Did you see Scott out there?
Okay, I'll look for him.
Yeah, Scott, keep going.
And I almost fell.
Meredith!
Well, it's like this wobbly, like...
Why'd you stand on it?
No, I know. That's why I
think
that,
sorry.
Okay.
We'll be right out.
Okay.
Is this on pause?
No.
No.
Oh.
Do you want me
killing
to
pause
it?
No, no, it's okay. I'm just selling everything.
Oh, good.
Smallest one we have is a large.
It looks good, though.
Oh, yeah. You, tell them they can cut it.
Tell them I wear an extra large.
Tell them mine.
Yeah?
Okay.
She loves it.
She loves
She loves
selling.
To hustle.
Hustling. She's a hustler, man.
How's that? Do you all do that, or is that a does she do that mostly
Meredith
because she
usually
likes it?
In charge of the money bag and the and she does most of the merch.
We have neat niches that we are each of us are good at. Each of us like to do that. She likes to do email interviews. I like to talk. Because typing on a phone makes me want to kill myself.
I like to do more physical stuff too. Like I don't mind like. If you, because like, after the show is done, Meredith goes to the merch. Usually, Julia is like socially interacting with her fans is very important. And then I like to just break down my drums immediately because my adrenaline's pumping. And then it's like, if we, you know, if it's like if they haven't packed up their shit, then it's like, you know, I'll help out with that too. You know, it's like we each and like you know like me and Julia drive when we're in the States. You know, we do the driving, and then it's just like we all have our different little things. Like I do the Instagram, she does the Twitter, she does the Facebook. You know, it's like we try to keep every. And you know what Kiko told me? He said that you know we're he can tell that we're a very equal band.
Yeah,
and he respects that. And not to toot my own horn, but it's like we've always wanted that from day one. Is we wanted to make sure that everyone was equal and no one was above anyone else because we've seen that happen with a lot of other bands.
The worst.
And you can just tell. Oh my god! Yeah, like ego up front. Sometimes the guy who doesn't even play a fucking instrument or the girl who doesn't even play, it's like, whoa, like, you don't even have to do anything. Like, you should be helping.
Do something.
Except being a fucking weirdo, you know? Like, and so...
I'm weird.
Yeah, I'm so artsy. It's like, why are you climbing that? Like, why are you eating that? Don't snort that. You know? It's just like, I get it. Like, you're super fucking, you know, you're a musician, you know? It's like, come on, dude. You're putting on a show, you know, and that's another thing with us. Like, what you see is what you fucking get. If we're not in a good mood that day, then maybe we're a little bitchy on stage. So what? That's just who we are. Like, and that's how everybody is, and we wouldn't expect any different from anybody else. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, like, most of the time, though, it's like we just want to have fun and, like, interact with people and just shoot the shit. And, yeah, let's have a shot. Let's have a drink. Let's hang out.
Line,
but if you be inappropriate... Then dead to me. Where are we talking about that?
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, sometimes you'd be nice. You'd be nice to somebody. Like, you're cool as shit. You're not changing. But you'd be really nice. And then all of a sudden it's like, what?
No.
Like, what did you just say to me? Or like, why are you touching me? Or why are you bitching at me about how you didn't get a beer? Like, just be cool, man. It's
just
very
be cool.
Just be cool.
So
be
easy.
Nice. It's very simple. Those are the rules. Those are our rules.
Those are our rules, yeah. Be fucking cool.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're dead to me.
What's that?
All right. I feel like that's a good finishing sentence. Did I forget anything important?
That was
fun.
I feel like we're just talking. It's great. Yeah, you're good at this.
Yeah,
you're good at what you
do. You're hired.
You're hired. Yes. Yes. Well played, sir. Okay,
right.
That was fun. Yeah.
Thank you.